This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're having a conversation. We're talking about jealousy that quickly hurts the trust in the relationship. And to help us with that, I'm joined by clinical and sports psychologist, Dr. Kitume Tsimashego. It's been a minute since I last had a chat with her and she is back to talk to me. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks to yourself. Thank you for having me. Morning to everyone.
Oh man, it's an absolute pleasure. We haven't spoken in a minute and I feel this is a great conversation for you and I to reconnect with again because we're talking jealousy. And so I want to find out as we get started, can jealousy ever be completely healthy or is it always a warning sign of something greater, perhaps maybe insecurity?
I think firstly we need to acknowledge that jealousy, like other emotions, are part of the human experience. So I think as human beings, we often don't want to acknowledge that we feel jealous, competitive, or whatever emotion, right? Yeah. Anger, we frown upon them. But actually, they're part of the human experience. Mm. So the context is important. Yes, definitely jealousy can emanate from, you know, fear of losing someone, a relationship status, insecurities as well. Mm. So it depends on the context of it. So for example, if a partner sees you talking to your ex in a way that's making them uncomfortable, jealousy there, for example, can make sense. But also how you deal with it is important. How you communicate it is important. Mm. And also how your partner reacts to your communication is also important.
So how should someone then approach? I mean, you talk about how communicating it is important. How does someone then, approach a partner who is showing control or perhaps that jealousy behavior without making things worse?
When someone is overly jealous, you know, with no quote reason for it, right? Or someone who just wants to control you and using jealousy as that tool, I always say to people, use I. So instead of saying, you always tell me what to do, you always asking me about people, and instead of pointing out the errors, tell them how it makes you feel and what you need. Meaning, I am concerned, Kekani, about how, you know, sometimes I feel like you are asking me questions I don't have answers for. Mm. Like, you know, you know what I mean? So use I in approaching the subject instead of using you, because when you use you, meaning highlighting the errors, person is likely to be very defensive and you're not going to get anywhere.
Absolutely. Sure. So that made so much sense. I didn't see it coming.
Because if I tell you all the time, you're always late, you always follow me, you're always tracking my phone, you're going to defend and try to find reasons why. But if I tell you I'm very uncomfortable with how you often call me in the middle of the night asking me to video call me so that you can see if for sure I am home, it makes me uncomfortable. And then it sets boundaries, but it also helps you discern. Because if I'm telling you these things, my concerns, and you do not change, then the onus is on me to then figure out how do I move forward.
And what long-term effects can constant long-term jealousy have on a person's mental health and the relationship itself?
Definitely that person who's jealous, if they're not attending to it, you know, if it's stemming from, for example, a past relationship or an insecurity they have, if they're not making an appointment with me to come and unpack why they are so jealous, then the other party will also be impacted because of that. Therefore, both of them will be very miserable in that relationship because, you know, they're going to not be on the same page, right? Because the other one party who is, you know, on the receiving end of this jealousy might, you know, struggle with being in the relationship and yet remaining and, you know, feeling bad and, you know, having these mixed emotions. So they also need to, as I said, discern whether this is working for them and understand that you don't change adults. So if this person cannot see what their jealousy is doing to the relationship, how it's impacting the relationship, then they must decide, is it worth staying?
Sure. And now you come to that decision. I'm very curious now because you and I have been speaking about how to make things better, how to build and regain that trust back. But what if we cannot? How do I know that I've tried all the efforts? I've used the method you've taught us this morning. Yeah. I'm telling you how I do not feel comfortable. We're having this communication, but still nothing changes. How do I know that perhaps it's time for me to step on out of the relationship or perhaps maybe get professional help?
if you keep saying the same thing over and over with no results, meaning if I keep telling you that I'm struggling with this and, you know, I'm uncomfortable with this, I'm unhappy with this, I feel, you know, I've you know, used all the eyes that I have and you're still not, you know, hearing me, you know, meaning, you know, you're not really changing the behavior, then definitely that's the time to introduce professional help. But remember also, the person who goes to therapy must want to be in therapy. So just because you dragged someone to come to my office with you for couples therapy does not mean that they will benefit, because they must see something wrong with their behavior. It's almost like, you know, the people who struggle with substances, we always say, just acknowledge you have a problem. You don't have to come sober, just acknowledge you have a problem, then come see me. So if that person who's jealous or portraying jealousy all the time does not see anything wrong with their behavior, their prognosis is poor. They're not going to benefit. Therefore, at that point, if you have tried all avenues and you can see that you're not, there's no change, you then must discern and decide for yourself, help yourself in that situation to say, how do I move forward without this person?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time and having this chat with me. I always appreciate it, always do. How do people get in touch with you, you know, to find out more and for your expertise, of course?
So on the socials is at Dr. Tumi_DSM. That doctor is DR, not the full word. My website is rebaonewellness.com. And my mobile WhatsApp is 082-858-7033. But also if they Google Dr. Kitu Metsi Tumi Mashego, they will find me. Mashego with an E.
Oh, thank you so much. Next time you're home, let's do this chat in the studio, okay?
Definitely. I'd love to do that.
There you have it. Thank you so much for joining us. It's very important for us to know when it is time to introduce that professional help. But sometimes you dragging your partner to a therapy session does not mean your partner wants to be there. Therefore, it doesn't mean that it will be effective for your relationship. They also have to want to be there and have to want to handle the situation with you. So have you ever been in a relationship where jealousy started small, but eventually it started hurting the trust? You know, you're being told in the middle of the night to wake up and turn on the camera. You know, you're on call. Or no, let's switch to video because they don't trust where you're at. You know, wanting to find out unamani, ufamerini, karamoni, what time will you be back? And if you're 5 minutes late, where the hell are you? You know, have you ever experienced anything along those lines and it started hurting the trust? How did you handle it? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.